Welcome off the handle. I'm your favorite black guy, Renal Preville, and like always, my favorite Puerto Rican, Randy Vega.
Yay!
How you doing, man?
I'm chilling, bro. What's going on with you, man? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. We watched some AEW this weekend.
A little bit, not much. A little bit. You know, yeah, I saw some good news that happened.
What's that? Or NXT, actually.
Yeah, you said AEW?
Yeah, we talked about AEW, but NXT is what I
should have been. NXT got a women's tag team championship belt now.
Yeah. So it's I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Dope. Because NXT, you can tell they got a lot of female presence there now. So
I noticed that.
Which is good though too. And I'm not gonna lie, I do think that the NXT women's roster is if not equal, almost a par to what we got right now on like Raw and SmackDown, because they're starting to go ham, and I respect it.
Well, my opinion is that I feel they're bigger stars on the main roster. Obviously, that's just what they do.
Yeah,
but I think NXT do have a lot more women, but they're a lot more greener. But I also think they have more talent in NXT than they do in WWE. And that's why the tag team title only made sense if they would go through all three brands, because you can only have those titles for so long, which is there's not that many women on the main roster. So I kind of like that they were coming to NXT, Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. I thought that was dope that they were coming. So I like, all right, cool. Give it, pass that around. So sometimes you may get to see an NXT girl on SmackDown one day and wrestling for their title and then go back to NXT.
Yeah.
That's what I thought they were going to do. And I thought that's cool.
Yeah, with the fact that they give NXT their own belt, I can see a rematch happening between Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax, the champ for champ.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that happening in the future.
Yeah, that was one of the pay-per-views before. It was Knights of Champions.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah.
What right, they call it? They call it a Survivor Series.
Survivor Series has always been that. That was a different pay-per-view they brought later on. Survivor Series is established years, like from the 90s. But Knights of Champions was where they would just have one champion from SmackDown wrestle the champion from Raw and stuff like that. They would pass that around. Even ECW got in there once in a while.
Yeah.
But you know, they got crowned the champions. I can't remember her name. William Regal's first gives out the title, and then they have a match, and they lose it to Amber Moon and Isha Arai.
Shotzi Blackheart.
Shotzi Blackheart. What? Whoa.
Yeah, that's pretty racy. Just saying.
not even close. Yeah, you're right. But I like that Ember Moon got a title, because she's not actually the first female to be female NXT champion and tag team champion.
Yeah, and then I feel like all her time on WWE with the Raw and SmackDown and shit like that, and her never getting an opportunity, I feel like this is their like, hey, here's your moment.
Yes. And
quite honestly, I'm not gonna even lie, man. I've enjoyed watching NXT more than SmackDown or Raw lately. I feel like they got more. I feel like it's almost like the college version of the pros, where it's like they got more riding on the line because they're trying to get to that next level, so they're doing a lot more. You know what I mean?
I understand you with that. One, the guys on NXT are younger, so they're not gonna. The guys on WWE, they have longer careers. They have to have they have to stay there longer, and they're older, so they're not gonna do like the crazy 450 flips that you're going to see in NXT, because they are also trying to get you to make them stars. When you're a main roster, you're kind of a star already. When NXT, they do go a little harder because they just want to be stars and they're trying to get to that next level. Well, and
I get that too. But I mean, like, it's a difference too, though, in like the skill sets and stuff too, because you see some of the people they brought up recently, like, oh, what the hell? I forget his name. I'm a big fan of Damian Priest. He's he's not an acrobatic dude as well. I mean, he's young, but he's not acrobatic or anything like that. So it's not like a.
But he's a monster. Oh, no, he's like, what,
he's very good. Seven? He's like, yeah, he's like 6'6", 6'7", or some shit like that. We saw him when we went to NXT TakeOver in West Palm when we came here. We saw it. It was like, holy shit, the dude for a big ass dude. He's athletic as fuck. He can move.
Yeah, you know, that is also like the craziest thing when you see a guy that big. It's like, oh, he's not going to move. And it's like, why is he moving like a luchador?
Yeah. And he sells really That's good, true. Too. He sells pretty good. It's just good watching him, too.
Yeah, man. But you know, I'm glad they got their own belt. I just thought my idea is I just wanted it to be like kind of one belt and just go to all three territories just to see some of the girls, the newer girls on the main roster, just here and there. It would have been nice. But you know, they're still doing their thing with the main roster with the tag team belts. But yeah, man, what else, brother?
But also with that though, too, I don't right now while it's COVID and everybody's in Orlando, then I can see that happening. But after that, with everybody traveling and everything going back to the way it was, I don't see them being able to be able to manage to have one belt all three shows unless they have one show a week or maybe two. Because then that's what's gonna wear them out. On top of that as well, you know what I mean? With because like it's not even though they're healthier now because you know in general life health, everything is you know easier. You know it's a lot easier to keep healthy for them because like you know nutrition all this shit, right? But with the traveling and everything like that, that wears and tears, you know what I mean? So I think also that's why we're seeing a lot of older wrestlers right now as it is doing their things because they don't have to travel. So like switching from topics from NXT to AEW, let's talk about the new signees that are there.
Yeah, we talking about old people. This guy signed Christian.
Yep.
Christian! Well, he's Christian Cage in the AEW. You got to remember that. Yep. Big Show recently signed, and now we got Christian over there. If you guys don't remember him, he's a former tag team god from TLC matches next to Edge.
And I just got to say, man, that dude's almost in his 50s, maybe 40s.
At least. No, he's definitely in his almost. Yeah, because Edge is what, 47?
Yeah, and he's still in fucking extremely crazy good shape.
He's actually got better shape than the last time I saw him in that one match or in the Royal Rumble. He looks even a little better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy how he's that old and he's still in shape, like that good of shape. And same thing with Edge. So that's what I'm saying. And now it makes sense, the hug at the Royal Rumble between these two. It's like, hey, guess what? We're not going to be working together anymore. Sorry.
Well, yeah, but it would have been cool to see him back with WWE. But, like, it's good that he gets to go because he had his good run. He's a world champion from TNA, and he murked that over there in TNA. He was a superstar over there. So see him in AEW and like what AEW is doing, they're letting guys come in and kind of like bring something to the product, but also kind of like still giving it back to like the younger dudes. And like, they're making them about themselves, but also not, because they're not just coming in there, taking belts and just like, I'm the champion. It's like, they're showing. And you're right, they're not able to travel as much too. So like, it is a lot easier just to come in one spot, do your taping, and then dip out.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. I totally get it, man. It's good though. Like the older dudes are having their moments where they can actually, not have to worry about traveling so damn much. They can stay in one town. They're not wearing themselves out traveling every single night. And plus, you got to think about it too. They're not doing house shows now either. They're not doing house shows. Also, so it's it's actually I really can't like thinking about it now. This would be the best time for like Cage Christian to actually do his thing, try to get a little run because they're not traveling, they're not doing house shows. Same thing with Sting. I see why he did it. Show's not wrestling, but he's gonna be doing announcing and shit now. So
yeah,
I totally get it. I totally get it now.
And also, when you're doing a taping, you can kind of edit it. Because I think the shows are live, but they're not that live. So you can fix some stuff, like especially with the older guys. Yeah. So like that is dope. We're also talking about another match, another older wrestler, Sting.
Yeah.
With that Darby Allin match versus I think his name is God, what is his name? The Machine.
The big swole white dude.
Brian. Yeah, Brian yeah. Cage. Brian Cage and Stark. That match was awesome. I honestly was worried because I feel like
hold on. His name is Ricky Stark. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember some
I was just saying I couldn't remember if it was Stark or something else. I just wasn't sure.
I remembered it because I had no idea who that guy was, but when I saw his name, I was like, oh yeah, Howard Stark. Stuck with me forever. Yeah. Marvel nerds, you know what that means. Yeah. But with that match, it was a dope match. I was worried to watch it because I was like, obviously they're copying what, you know, Undertaker and AJ Styles did. But I was like, oh wait, you know what? It's a different version. And actually Darby Allin, the wrestler, actually got to film it. He was the director in it. So it's like, that's way dope. Like he knew what scenes he wanted and film it. And dude, imagine you get to be with your idol and like, hey, I'm going to direct a movie with one of my idols and get to be in a match with them. How dope was that? What did you feel about the product?
I only saw clips. I didn't get a chance to watch the whole thing. But from what I saw, it looked pretty decent.
Yeah. It was dark. It was gritty. Yeah. I didn't get to see a lot of blood, but you know, it was a pretty good match.
Yeah. I mean, see that a lot of people are going to be doing that too. Cause I think after, how do I say this? After
the older guy
Sting's last match, when he got that powerbomb here, you're like, shit, I'm too old for this. They needed to switch it up a little bit. You know what I mean? You can look at the crowd and go, woo, all you want, but that's not going to help you out with the, you know, the physical aspect. Cause that powerbomb, you can see it in his eyes. He's like, what am I doing? Why didn't I quit?
Yeah, he definitely like his butthole definitely got tight. But you know, doing the cinematic matches and obviously doing street matches. This match was a street fight, so it's a lot easier on the body because all you have to do is just throw some punches, hit a jab, maybe throw
garbage can at you or some shit.
You know, yeah, that's pretty much what the street match was. The big funny thing about the match was the beginning of the match where Sting is in his jacket. They're facing off with their opponents, and Sting grabs the back of Darby Allin's neck, and I'm thinking he's going to throw him out the ring, but he just throws him at Brian Cage. He just jumps on Brian Cage like a monkey. And I was like, all right.
That's funny.
That's how you win matches.
More energy. You fight this big motherfucker. I'll take the little dude.
Yeah, it gave me a great idea. Anytime I'm in a bar fight, I'm just throwing one of my friends.
Yeah, just make sure it's not me because as strong as you are, I don't think you can throw me. So I'll just look at you like, what are you doing? Like, are you really trying to throw me?
Hey, man, we got to fight these guys.
I don't know. You'd rather throw a bar stool at the dude than me. I damn sure ain't moving my big ass. Ronaldo's going to be like, hey, Randy, get. Never mind. I didn't mean to do that, bro.
Yeah, but all right, man. I can't do this. All right, I probably really need to just hang out with a little person. Just throw them.
Yeah, I would grab the smallest person or multiple beers and just throw them up in the air.
I'm trying to figure out who's the smallest person I know. My sister. All right, I'm just gonna hang out with my sisters.
Or just grab a random person from the bar.
That would be kind of like, I just want to see that police report. It's like, what happened? I don't know. Some guy just threw me at somebody.
Walking by, he stood up, looked across, and then when I got in front of him, he just pushed me into a group of dudes. And after that, I blacked out because they all started punching me. It's like, what did you see with the guy who pushed you in? No, he just ran off. he said bye, and then took off.
That bro, that would be. That's gonna start your night great. Oh man, what else we got here, man?
Well, I mean, besides, AEW and all that good shit wrestling, do you want to talk about Coming to America too? Cause I have, a few things I want to say about it and I'll let you start because, right. You know, you are the delegated black person of the podcast. I'll let you speak on it.
Okay. First, I'm going to say this. Anyone that's over 40, they told me they love the movie. Nostalgia.
Fucking garbage.
100%. I love Eddie.
Let's not be around the bush. Let's just say it. I'll say it's trash.
It was trash.
The moment I saw green screen and them saying that they were in New York when clearly it looked like they were in LA. Nope. Yeah. I didn't even finish watching the movie.
Brother,
I stopped maybe 10, 15 minutes into it. I'm like, that's too much green screen. How you gonna green screen lions? How you gonna green screen lions, right?
Bro, like, I honestly knew the movie was going to be bad, but I didn't know it was going to be a certain level of bad. It was too corny. The storyline was trash. It was not funny. You can't. And luckily, my girl is watching. We're watching a movie, and she doesn't. She's like, she just after 10, about 10 or 15 minutes.
Come on. Wait, you're what?
My girl.
You're claiming you're not. Congratulations. Let's snap it up for Ronaldo real quick. Hold on. Let's go.
We'll give it some time, bro.
You know how it up. Okay, my brother. But, okay, climbing the chick. All right. We're not gonna say ethnicity in here because I mean, I already know. I can tell already because I've already seen your feed. But
yeah,
I told you though. You were talking all that shit before. I told you it's gonna be one of them, and you was like, nah.
She just light skin.
Bullshit.
She's light skin.
Bullshit. Anyway, she's lightest of light skin. She's so light, she can't go any lighter.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is, man. I wish, hey, it is what it is. I'm just going to live my life.
My black queens, my Nubian sisters, let me tell you something, okay?
They fucked up, bro. I don't care.
Oh, man. Hey, y'all lost a decent one. Just saying.
Well, we'll see. But we're watching a movie, and my girl is like, after 10 to 15 minutes.
Fucking liar. I'm going to keep on. No, I'm not done with this yet. This motherfucker said, we'll see. You are so full of shit.
You never knew.
Bro, you already claimed her. You said my girl is done. You claimed her. I'm not saying that's wifey, but that's your girl. So ain't no more fucking around. Ain't no more dumb shit. I know. You're good, bro. It's cool. Enjoy it, bro.
Yeah, I'm liking it. You know, but it's a good time. I'm enjoying the company.
And also, from looking at the picture, she's not what you usually go for.
Yes.
Completely
very
opposite.
Athletic, very
completely opposite.
Yeah. I see.
You. I called it, bro. I called it. When she started going, I'm like, wow, you can get yourself a little in shape chick. And you was like, nah, if you ain't 280, you ain't Ronaldo. Baby. I was like, all right, bitch, watch. You're going to get that one to go put it on. You're going to be like, oh, I'll be missing out on this.
It is what, congrats, it bro. Is what it is. I'm having a great time. I want to get back to this.
Go ahead, bro. Coming to America. Bro. Congratulations, though.
I'm just saying, we're watching. Thank you. Watching the movie, she just says, like, after 10 to 15 minutes, she's like, I have no idea what's going on because she's never seen the first one. So we end up watching the first one. We turn it off. Thank God we turned it off because it was just a shitty movie. But we turn it on and we're watching Coming to America 1. And we're like, this is just a funnier movie, bro. From the first 30 seconds, it's a funny movie.
I don't know how we even thought you were able to tell the difference, even though it's like an older movie. Like, you can just. Yeah.
Just talent, bro. And I love pointing out to her that the certain characters that Eddie got to play, the white guy, the Jewish white guy, the barber, the musician, just all the great characters and lines from the movie that could never do again today because I'm like,
they can't do that shit now. Crazy.
I thought it was funny. It was hilarious. And that's, I'm like, what? Some of these jokes, I'm like, okay, yeah, can't do that. That's a little homophobic. That's a little racist. That's hilarious.
I understand. Like, you can try to cancel people for the shit that happened all the way back in the day, but with time, people evolve. So you really, I hate like, oh, cancel culture. You said this back in like 1979. Yeah, but there was shit allowed to be said back then that you can't say now. So like now people are checking themselves before they even say shit because they know. But like, you know, the shit in that movie, man, was fucking hysterical, bro.
Yeah. Just like the scenes, the soul glow, the actual soul glow is hilarious.
Oh, man, that's just hilarious to me.
Yeah, that when they go to the club and you see a scene in your hall playing the drag queen or the man, woman, whatever, and he says like, "I'm gonna tear you and your partner apart." You can even see Eddie's trying not to laugh, bro. That's how funny that fucking movie.
And then you look at this next one, you're like, "Yo, who CGI'd the lions in here?" And it's like, "Oh god, the whole background CGI'd."
Yeah, the movie wasn't good at all. I will say this: James L. Jones, you guys know him. He plays the father of Eddie Murphy and
He
Mufasa.
passed away though.
Still looks good,
Didn't he? Which
huh?
one of the characters in that show passed away? The movie.
No one died. The mom, the mom of Eddie, the when he plays the king, was it Hakim?
The mom, the
Eddie's
character's
character,
mother
his
died.
mom died.
I know one of them from the movie died.
Everyone actually. Oh, you know what I would say? Because the movie's what, almost 30 years old, and almost everyone was still alive and pretty, good shape. And that's what I was saying. James L. Jones still looks good, bro. Black don't crack at all,
I
bro.
mean, we've seen some that crack, but they look good. And makeup is wonders.
Something. We know what one person. Well, he's not black, but you know who looks really bad, and he's old, is the dude from the Papa John's, Papa, whatever his real name is.
You know
That
what I
dude
was gonna
looks
say,
terrible.
the mom, the wife, I mean, doesn't look that good anymore, but
I ain't gonna
cancel
lie, bro. I
culture, but I
agree
don't
with
give a
you,
fuck.
but
She was ugly. She looked way better back in the day. Like time, my mother time,
I know. I looked
Father
at the
Time didn't do
movie.
her no justice. I'm sorry.
I'm not gonna lie. I think she a little. It is. I think she half.
No,
So
she's
that
definitely
might be.
she's full black for sure. She's full.
Really?
She's
Wow.
yeah, she does.
She
But
didn't
yeah,
preserve
her
it very well.
yeah, let's just say that time or sunlight didn't do her well, because she just looks beaten. Like the makeup didn't help. As fucked up as it sounds, she just
Nah.
time did not stay on her side like it did everybody
I
else.
w But when you watch the movie, she was also like what, 20 when she
Yeah,
did it?
but comparing
So
her to,
comparing
but
a
look at all the
20-year-old
other
to a
older
60.
actors and shit too. Yeah, you
That's
can't.
yeah, but men do age better
Not
than
necessarily.
women sometimes. No, black women age way
Exactly.
better
And
than us.
she should have aged better. But hey, I sound like an asshole saying this. I'm just
Let's
speaking what everybody else thought. Okay, sorry.
we'll yeah, let's not get we don't have periods yet, man. Don't Yeah, but no, I thought the movie, other than the fact that it was a nice nostalgic movie to just see the people again,
Yeah.
that was okay. But
I mean,
it as a
I would have been cool
whole,
seeing them in a
I won't
picture, not a
want to
movie.
see.
I would have been cool
What do you mean?
seeing them all in a picture, not a movie.
An actual picture? Oh yeah, I would have loved this.
Y'all save y'all money. Just say hi and keep moving. Good night.
I would have loved it if they just could possibly have went back to how they used to did the movie. But if you go back and watch it, it's such a classic movie. You can't redo it. Like you can't redo Scarface and still be good today.
It
It's just that there's just
depends
certain
on
movies
how
you
you
can't
do
touch.
it, though. I'm not saying you can, but if you make it like a modern day Scarface, where it's a remake, but in today's society, like with the shit going on today and shit like that, and you kind of like, this is Scarface, but it's not going to be like the way it used to be, where it's the today's version of how everything would actually go today. If you put that out there beforehand, I think you can get away with it.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Go back to what you're saying.
What
I'll
I was
edit
saying
that
is,
out.
I think you can do a modern day Scarface, but you can't be like, oh, well, we're gonna redo it the way it used to be, and then like in the old time. No, if you're doing it like, hey, this is a modern day Scarface, so it's gonna be about how technology is today, the whole nine. It's gonna work on how it would work if it was today. It's not gonna be like back in the day, which is what they try to do all the time with these movies, and they flop. But when you see like the movies where they do it like, well, Bad Boys, perfect example. Bad Boys
I hadn't
came out in
seen
the
Bad Boys
90s.
four.
But I'm saying, like, Bad Boys, only three of them.
There's four. Bad Boys. There's.
There's
Oh,
only
but
three.
they just. You're right. You're right. The third one
But
came
I'm
out
saying, though,
recently.
the first one came out, and then like 8 years later, 10 years later, they
But
came out with it.
one
But
and
it
two
was
are
up to
amazing, though.
date. I know that, but I'm saying it was up to date. It was like now. It wasn't like they weren't trying to hide it, like make it seem like it was back in the day and they're young.
No, there's four.
Is
No, there's
now.
four. Boy, no, there's four movies. What are you talking about? There are four
No,
movies.
bro, there's bad. There's only three.
No, there's four. The one that came out recently.
I'm on Google right now as we speak, bro.
There's the one. Yeah, there's the one where they that where's the where Gabrielle Union was in two, right?
Yeah.
What was?
The
Oh,
third
so
one is
really?
this last one. There's only three, bro.
All right.
How many? You can hear me typing away too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's four because there's the one where she goes and gets kidnapped in Miami.
How many Bad Boy movies are there?
I thought there was four. Are there? Nah, maybe you're right because I'm trying to think of what.
Oh, what you're thinking is okay. Now I know why you say you think it's four because it shows online four, but they have a basic the Bad Boys for Life, which is the fourth one, the third one, and then they have like a extended deluxe one, which is but it's the same movie. So there's only three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they put one Bad Boys for Life is supposed to be like the extended with all the cuts, like and everything, like you know, and then Bad Boys for Life is the one that came out in the movies.
Okay, I've probably just seen a bunch of commercials. Yeah, like they're releasing like the Justice League movie already came out, but they're releasing the same movie with the Snyder cut. Yeah, so
I'm not gonna watch that shit.
I have to because Justice League was so bad.
That's one of those like, hey, cool. It's so bad. I waste some money at the theaters watching it. I'm not gonna waste my money again on a reattempt. Mm. But a lot of times, reattempts are just a little bit better. So I'd rather wait until it comes out in a movie and like on TV or like where I can get it online.
I have HBO Max and it's like $17. So
that's what I'm saying. I would much rather wait a bit until they actually give it free on HBO Max because technically HBO Max is still getting my money. Because I'm paying monthly for them. I'm not going to give you extra money to get something where if I waited a month, I'll get it for free.
I'm just
saying. Yeah. I'm just trying to speak logic, bro. Well, you're going to give them an extra $20 when you're already paying like maybe $10-$15 a month for them to watch a movie that you know ain't going to be that great. And you can still watch it. You're going to watch it a month later.
Yeah.
And fun fact, before the movie comes out, they already spoiled the fucking movie online anyways.
True. But like, you know, it's just like getting your J's, bro. You can wait like a couple of months or you just people wait at in front of the store or the Apple phone. You know, you want to get first.
You can't compare Apple though because or even Android. You can't even compare them both when they come out because when those phones first come out, bazillion of fucking errors happen with them. And then people are like, oh, I got that many problems with the phone. That's why I always wait. I learned that shit at like the fifth one.
Yeah, I learned that from the Xbox. I bought the Xbox 360. That shit broke like literally the same day. And I didn't know you can bring back stuff. I thought once you buy it, you just own it. I didn't know you can bring back with a receipt. So I brought literally two Xbox back from the first generation. I never get the first one.
Yeah, I got the second one for free. You know what? I've never paid for an Xbox. But I've had,
it's not worth
except
it.
The first one. No, but check it out. Mm-hmm. I didn't get the first one, right? Because I was poor. But the 360 came out. I won that one at a raffle in school.
Oh, that's
and then the next one had came out, and I got that as a birthday gift. I technically never paid for an Xbox or a PlayStation.
Oh.
I was gifted all my shits. Or I'd won them, or people were just like, I don't use you want it. I was like, fuck yeah.
Randy will be getting a new PS5 just randomly.
Nah, I'm good. I got my computer, bro. I'm actually building another computer, too. I'm going to have a 2-PC setup going soon.
Oh, you know what? My boss is actually doing that at work right now, on his lunch break, quote unquote. we get to do that sometimes. We work on some of our stuff. Like I build a data cable because I needed one that can go all across my house. But like building your own stuff is better than like going to the store sometimes. It's a satisfaction that you did it yourself. Two, you save a lot of money because like you try to buy, you ever look on Alienware and try to buy one of those things?
Well, when you look at like Alienware, like computers that are pre-built, they're going to be a little more because they're already put together.
Well, no, you can build it yourself by selecting certain things.
Yeah, but if you go to the sites like Alienware and shit and try to build a computer through them, they still put it together for you. Building a PC by hand is you actually ordering a piece, it gets to your house, and you actually inserting and putting everything together yourself by hand. So that's a difference when they say, oh, you can build a computer online, but they're still doing it. So even though you're picking the parts you want, they still physically, they're going to charge you to put the actual labor. Physical computer together. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that hard, dude. Literally, a YouTube video. Mm-hmm. That's how I put my other shit together. Watch some YouTube videos.
That's my point. Is like there's a satisfaction of it, though.
Yeah. Right? I had such a satisfaction putting my, I fucked up. I bought mine pre-built. And then, I had to get some upgrades for it, and I ended up taking the whole thing apart and then putting it all back together, but in a better computer drive and all that kind of crazy shit. So, yeah, I pretty much rebuilt my whole computer.
That's dope, brother.
So
it, go ahead.
But we're done by computers, bro. You have a you said you wanted to share a story online on the
oh,
podcast.
No, it's a small story. It's just like how life is such a small world. Like it really are. Like again, I was with my girl at her birthday party.
Hey, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And
I didn't mean to laugh.
It was her 30th. It was her 30th birthday. We had we celebrated it, and I was all the way out in Commercial, like West Commercial, in Fort Lauderdale, and we're having a good time at a party, and I randomly run into Mike Cintron
at this party.
Yeah. There's another comedian, he's host, a very talented comedian, hosts a bunch of gigs around South Florida and traveling a comedian.
Nice.
And just crazy. That's who Mike Cintron is. And it's crazy because I'm like all the way out at a party all the way like in Fort Lauderdale.
It's
I'm
just
like,
ironic that you end up meeting somebody else there.
Yeah. Well, someone I know, like we just happen to be from somewhat of the same area and know each other. And it's like, I don't know anyone here other than him.
Yeah, so
and
you just was hanging out the whole time, just talking like,
just talk for a few minutes and chilled. Then I got too drunk. I was probably passed out by like 9.
Yeah, I figured. It sounds like Ronald.
Yeah, I'm 32. I'm old. I can't.
That's not old. Hang. That's not old.
Yeah, everyone else was up to like midnight and probably like 1, and I'm like, nah, I gotta go. I gotta sleep. I get up at 4 in the morning, bro.
That's like, your own fault. I keep saying that shit. That's your own fucking fault.
I torture myself. But hey, best time to get in the gym. Best time to not be around people.
It's all good, man.
Yeah. You had a show this week or yesterday?
No, I got a show tonight. So as soon as we're done here, I got to get ready and get Justin to take off.
All right, man. And, well, I'll get things with
baby.
No, I said I think we'll just end the podcast right here.
Hey, man. No worries.
All right, man. Cool, brother. You know, it's been awesome. You want to plug your Twitch?
Yeah. Hey, if you guys want to catch me on Twitch, man, follow me at r_v_c on Twitch. Yes, you have to put the underscores on there. I stream almost daily. My schedule shows Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Saturday. But it's COVID. If I don't have shows on those nights, I still stream. So sometimes I'll randomly stream. So just be on the lookout for the notifications if you guys do follow. And if not, come in. Give me a check out the channel. Enjoy. It's a good time. Trust me. It's a fun community.
You're social.
And then I was almost done yet. I was trying to catch a breath. I'm joking about the breath thing. I was actually scratching the back of my head because it hurts. You can follow me on Instagram at Randy V Comedy on Instagram. And that's it. That's pretty much it. YouTube, Randy V Comedy. Same thing.
All right, guys. You can always find me at everything at Hayes Renald, HEYITS Renald, RENALD. You can find me on Instagram at Hayes Renald. You can find me on Twitter at Hayes Renald. And you can also follow this podcast Instagram at Wrestling Off. Oh, wait. This should be our old show. No, you can follow our Instagram at Off the Handle Podcast on Instagram. And on Twitter, you can find us at Superkick. OTH. Guys, please help us grow the podcast by liking, commenting, subscribing, adding to your friends, sharing the podcast. You know, we're trying to grow this podcast to the moon. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll be out.
Peace out.
Oh, thank you.